The skies over parts of northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula haven't been quite as blue as we're used to lately. Wildfire smoke trapped in the upper atmosphere has created a haze. Trent Wickman is an air resource specialist for the National Forest Service. He's based in Duluth and studies air quality in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
The northern parts of these three states is that, in general, the air quality is some of the cleanest in the entire eastern United States.
Wickman says the haze is created by the smoke from dozens of wildfires throughout the western U.S. and Canada. He showed me a fire and smoke map that illustrates this. Dozens of little fire icons represent active wildfires. Shades of gray sweep across the map representing how the smoke moves. And circles and squares of green, yellow, orange, and red monitor air quality in different locations across the U.S. Even as I'm looking at it right now, you know, you can see that the smoke kind of does go over the Midwest here, northern Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula, but it's not really affecting air quality. How do you kind of differentiate seeing the effect of it versus it actually having an impact on air quality?
Yeah, that's a really good observation. Some of the overlay that they have on that website that you're looking at is an interpretation of what people see from satellites. So they see smoke on the satellites, and that's what gets drawn in on the map. But a lot of times that smoke is up high, and so it's not at ground level where we live. And so even though there's smoke up there, it's not, and we're not breathing it.
While the smoke mostly stays up high, it can and has dropped lower. Last week, the Iron and Gogebic County Sheriff's Offices were getting calls from people who thought the haze and smell of smoke was so strong that it had to be from a local fire. There have been a couple of occasions where the air quality has dropped slightly to the moderate category. While we tend to only experience this for a short amount of time, a couple of times a year, Wickman says it's possible this will become a more common occurrence.
I mean, there are, you know, documented increases in fire activity for sure in the western United States. And, you know, that smoke comes here. It goes all the way across the country. And so to the degree that that continues to increase as it has been, that would just make these types of things more frequent in our part of the country, too.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.